Blackstone Audio presents The Secret Lives of the Kudzu Debutantes by Kathy Holton. For Sam, Lauren, and Jordan, always watch out for the elk. Chapter 1. Virginia Broadwell was angry, and anyone who knew Virginia knew she was a dangerous woman when riled. Her first husband, the judge, had learned this lesson long before he died, and her only son, Charles, had experienced the sting of her self-contained fury enough times over his 45 years to be gun-shy. And her new husband would learn it, too, although Virginia would wait until the last thank-you note had been written and the ring was securely settled on her finger before showing Redmond that side of her nature. She would give him a chance to settle into the traces and take the bit firmly between his teeth before applying the whip the first time. Downstairs she could hear the wedding guests milling about. She looked around the flowered chintz bedroom she had shared with the judge for nearly 26 years, and then spent the next 20 years enjoying in solitary bliss. It would be sad to leave this house, the one she had insisted the judge build for her all those years ago, before she would agree to marry him. The scene of so many of her social triumphs, the place where she had plotted and schemed her way to the top of the wobbly Ithaca social ladder, and which now sadly must be sold to pay her debts. Redmond, like the wily redneck businessman he was, had insisted she enter the marriage debt-free. He had insisted she sign a prenuptial agreement. Despite herself, Virginia had felt a kind of grudging admiration for him then. She would have done the same thing had their circumstances been reversed. She had survived an unfortunate childhood, widowhood, scandal, near financial ruin, and now Y2K.